Good morning. The storm system that brought all the rain and mixed precipitation to the region during the day yesterday is now lifting to the north and through southern and eastern Canada. In its wake, the winds are still howling out of the west-southwest, at times gusting over 30 miles per hour. And while most of the precipitation is winding down, we're still seeing an intense lake effect snowband in the snowbelts downwind of Lake Ontario, primarily over the Tug Hill Plateau and along the I-81 corridor around Watertown. In these locations, snow will be heavy at times, and any travel to these locations not recommended, as snow will continue to add up today with another 1 to 2 feet possible by the time this band winds down. Downstream from this activity, snow showers are possible through the rest of the Adirondacks and into the Champlain Valley, but no additional accumulation is likely in these locations, and we'll have more in the way of in-and-out sunshine and scattered flurries for the rest of the area as temperatures come off their morning lows in the teens to mid-20s and climb into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average. We'll continue to see a blustery evening and overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies, still a few flurries passing by as lows drop back into the teens. This will set us up for a mostly dry weekend. A couple flurries on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, still a bit breezy, but less wind in the upper 20s, and with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control, lower 30s and dry on Sunday. By Monday, a new front will head in our direction with increasing clouds and the chance of a few rain showers as milder air flows in out ahead of this system, pushing us into the mid-40s. This system will stall over top of us with the risk of a few showers on Tuesday as highs reach into the upper 40s before a more potent wave of low pressure heads our way for Wednesday. Like so many times this winter right now, it looks like this system will pass to our west, pushing mild air in place with rain on Wednesday and highs in the lower 50s before turning colder behind the system on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that lake effect snow event will continue downwind from Lakes Erie and Ontario through Saturday. Blizzard warnings remain in place. Snow totals with this event will reach up to 48 inches by the weekend. Over the northern Rockies, meanwhile, to the northern High Plains, another storm will bring a quick round of rain and mixed precipitation across the central plains, and temperatures will be mainly colder than average for the eastern half of the country, with warmer than average readings for the western half through tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow and fog, 2 below 0 with a west wind at 76 gusting to 86 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 39 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 5, 39% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 15 gusting to 30 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.71 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fullerton, California, to a low of 27 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly cloudy and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 34, that's 5 degrees above normal. 0.62 of an inch of rain yesterday, just a trace of snow in Albany, 6.9 inches for the month, which is now 4.9 inches of snow below normal for February, and 42.2 inches for the season, which is 4.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 20, the record high, 63, set in 1903, and the record low, 10 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m., sunset this evening 5:43 p.m., 11 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and squalls today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and squalls today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few flurries and snow showers in the snow belts and highs in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Sunday. Increasing clouds with a chance of rain showers Monday in the mid-40s. A chance of showers Tuesday in the upper 40s, and a good chance of rain on Wednesday, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, windy, a few snow showers Thursday, temperatures dropping back through the 40s and 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.